In this country, a college professor is in trouble for his remarks about the attack that led to war in Afghanistan. The University of Colorado decides soon whether to fire Ward Churchill. Shortly after 9/11, he wrote an essay comparing some of the World Trade Center victims to one of Hitler's aides. The university refused to fire the professor for exercising his right to free speech, but it soon began investigating his research methods. NPR's Jeff Brady reports on the fallout from Churchill's comments.
In that essay, Ward Churchill wrote that some of the workers in the World Trade Center were not innocent victims because they were at the heart of the U.S. financial empire. Churchill called them little Eichmanns, referring to Adolf Eichmann, who was a key planner of the Nazi Holocaust. Churchill says to comprehend his argument, it's important to understand Eichmann's role.
He was a bureaucrat. He was a guy who orchestrated the thing with clean hands from a desk in a fairly sterile office, kind of like those ones up there in the 90th floor of the World Trade Center. And if you're going to condemn Eichmann, you need to condemn them because the functions are essentially close enough.
2 years of fighting to keep his tenured professorship has not blunted Churchill's criticism of the United States. He hasn't budged an inch from his little Eichmann's reference.
People are going to need to start calling things by the right names. And if you're going out and you're starving children to death in third world sweatshops, chaining them to their machines 12 hours a day in order to maximize profit of corporations so that you can pay greater dividends and collect bigger commissions, you're the genuine analog to Adolf Eichmann.
Comments like that prompted politicians, talk show hosts, and conservative activists to call for Churchill's firing. But the university refused on free speech grounds. Churchill became national news, and that prompted several complaints about his past research methods. An investigation was launched.
It looked suspicious. It looked fishy.
Anthropology professor Dean Seda works at another school in the area, the University of Denver. He heads the professors' union there and says it looked like the research complaints were being pursued to punish Churchill for his speech.
Here was a critic of American foreign policy, a critic of American exceptionalism, being taken to task on old grounds because the opportunity presented itself.
Investigative committees concluded that Churchill plagiarized others' work and fabricated facts to back up his arguments. Churchill says the panel wasn't qualified to judge his work because it didn't include anyone in his specific area of study. He says the findings were politically motivated. But R.L. Widman says these committees cannot be dismissed so easily. She's an English professor at Colorado, chair of the faculty council, and a vigorous defender of the school's grievance and dismissal processes. Widman says the committees are staffed with colleagues specifically to protect the rights of tenured professors and ensure that no one is being fired for reasons other than those stated.
These are people who've spent their lives devoted and dedicated to research of the most careful and meticulous sort, and they, as much as anybody in the university, would value academic freedom and the right to free speech.
The process of determining whether Ward Churchill will remain at the University of Colorado is in its final weeks. The school's president has recommended he be fired. The state's elected Board of Regents will have the final say. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Thank you.